you in a constant fight with your technology? And does it seem like the technology is winning? Well, you've come to the right place. It's time for Battleborn Tech with your host, Christy.
Even though you are downloading DuckDuckGo because you want less explaining, take a half-hour AI break with Battleborn Tech every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific on FM 95.1, streaming live at knbc.org and later on your favorite podcast app. Wondering if OpenWinR and Control-V is a good fix? Don't click. Call Battleborn Tech. 775-241-3571. We'll clear your screen without pasting malware into an open WinR run box. 775-241-3571. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect those of KNVC or Computer Core, who are unavailable for comment. They are currently arguing about whether the new NVIDIA ARM chip is a genuine threat to x86 or just marketing. They've been at it since Thursday.
I'm going to put an NVIDIA chip inside my old Osborne portable.
Get those green, really green. Or did you have an orange one? Were you special?
It was kind of greenish, I think. Actually, I think it was just the plain old ivory color. I don't remember.
Oh, well, the text was either green or orange. You had your choice. So,
good time. Green. Oh, yes. I thought you meant the case. Green. No. Okay. My memory is failing me.
Speaking of memory failing, we got some, revise and extend from last week's calls. Those Apple photos that look fine in your iPhone but show up as blank thumbnails on Windows, remember? Don had that problem last week. The full answer is at battleborn.tech, our website, including Cloud Convert, VLC, and a PowerShell command for when Windows says it fixed it and absolutely did not. So Don and others that are still struggling, check out our website, battleborn.tech, and find the more complete answer. And we also want a quick shout out to a story we covered last week, researchers that ran an AI models as agents in a simulated world and tracked crime, survival, and civilization. You know, Gemini had 683 crimes and climbing. Grok had 183 crimes before its world ended in 4 days of the 15-day run. And GPT-5 Mini, only 2 crimes, but everyone starved to death. What a shout out to Claude. 0 crimes, stable government, still running. The full story and video walkthrough is very accessible at Emergent World, and we got a link at bbtl.ink/AIworld.
We got 3 phone calls today, and I think we're going to kick it off with Brian. And Brian wants to air gap his motorcycle. And I got to say that you set your pistons to top dead center, and then you can set your points to 0.018. And then the gap for spark plugs is start off at about 0.035 and work up from there. So there.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Brian from Carson City.
Hey, Brian.
You know, I've called many times. You've fixed me up many times.
I was kind of holding my breath in between those two. Yeah, I called many times. And, where are we going with this? Oh, good, good.
No, this is okay. So I've got I ride a motorcycle, so I use a an old MP3 for my music and. Because I don't like to put it on my phone in case, you know, I'm dinking around with my phone while I'm on the bike. And if I drop it, then I lose my phone on these rides. So I use an old MP3. I know it sounds ancient and backwards.
People, a guy rolled in with a typewriter to the place I work and we fixed it. So no judgment. I mean, okay.
Good. Well, I mean, it's not one of those Apple sticks, but it's a real MP3. And, you know,
right.
So it's not terribly old, but it is old. But anyways, so I use a computer to load my music, and and I also use this computer for pictures, but I don't need it on the internet.
Okay.
So it's an old old Windows style operating system, so it's not even really, you know, safe on the internet anyways. But obviously, Microsoft or HP or whoever, Google, they keep wanting me to connect to the internet and update. And it seems like every time something gets updated, I lose my mouse, or it just seems like there's no need for it. So
if you stay off the internet, you could argue that there's no need for it. If you're disconnected from the internet, all right, but you're still getting notice about updates. That sounds like you're connected to the internet.
Yeah, exactly. So how do I remove it from the internet? I mean, there's no wire because it was Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So how do I get it to?
You can turn off the Wi-Fi. There's no worry.
I just turn off the Wi-Fi, and then it'll be just perfect for my music.
Yeah, that'd be even better because you won't accidentally click on something and go out into the wild world.
So
and also, if you're sitting on the internet, you don't know what's coming in, and you already gave permission. Usually it's, I don't know how far back you are, but there should be a little Wi-Fi thing in the bottom right corner of your screen. I don't know what,
version
of Windows you got?
Yeah, it's not 10, but it's the one prior to that.
Okay, could be 8, could be 7.
Yeah, I think it's Windows 8.
Okay. So, well, Windows 8 had the weird tiles and flipping the desktop, and is that it?
Oh, then no, maybe it is Windows 10.
Windows 10 had the icon down at the bottom left, little square thing. Okay.
Yep. All right. So other than just clicking that icon on the far right to turn it off, but if I turn the computer off and I turn it back on, it comes back on. So is there somewhere else in the settings I turn off or remove the Wi-Fi?
Yeah, you're right. It does decide that it needs to – you can go through and say forget this network all the way through. That would be one way, and then – you know, it obviously knows the Wi-Fi network password where it is. And you could say remove or forget this network. You could do that.
Remove the network. Okay.
Yeah, or the network password, and then it's just doing it. Now, you can – a lot of the solutions are just, to toggle it on and off. But you can go into Device Manager, which is kind of geeky. Device Manager, you can right click on the little icon and there's Device Manager, and that shows you all the parts of the computer, and you can just disable it. I mean, that is the nuclear option right there.
And then that way it won't turn back on when I turn
the
computer on.
It can't, no, because if you select disable device, it'll respect that. It'll respect your choice. That's one thing that will respect your choice. You can also do, Control Panel, Network Sharing Center. You can change adapter settings and disable sort of a higher level disable there. You can do that. There's also a command line. I don't know if are you in the command line, Kenny?
No, I know like an old DOS type command.
Right. No DOS command. Yeah. Okay.
No,
well, you can do that. Yeah.
No.
So
But I can go in and disable the network.
Yeah. Right click. You know, while you're there, there's probably two. If it's is it a tower, a laptop? What'd you say? I forget.
It's a desktop. Yeah.
Two then. There's probably a Wi-Fi and a network cable. So while you're there, disable them both. And kind of remember you did that because that'll drive someone crazy if they ever try to connect to the internet.
Right.
Well, eventually they'll look in Device Manager and. Yeah, it's a Device Manager. It's like a little listing database. It's a list of things, and you go down to network adapters, and you got to expand it by clicking on the little arrow, the little greater than sign, and then it'll come down.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll see a whole bunch of stuff. And what you're looking for is like Ethernet connection and Wi-Fi connection. Okay. Most likely Intel, but it could be something else. But it'll be under network adapters. And then you just right-click on that, and you say disable device. And there you go.
And then it'll stay that way when I turn it off and turn it back on.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah.
Perfect. And then that way I can just keep moving my music if I, you know, want to update my,
All right.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks. And keep driving safely.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Battleborne Tech.
Well, air gap is always a good idea. It's a security measure where you keep your computer away from the internet. It actually, no wires go across a gap. There's actually a physical gap between them. And a salute to Brian for keeping old technology, finding a use for it, and still using it. Really great thing to do. We're very happy to see that. Speaking about old technology and new technology, we got a big heads up for you. And credit to Anthony, who's been nudging us for months that traditional antivirus is being replaced by EDR. That's Edge Detection and Response. And here's why it's urgent now. Cybersecurity researcher Brian Livingston over at Ask Woody and Steve Gibson at Security Now podcast at Twit Network are both sounding the same alarm. AI generator attacks are now fileless, invisible to traditional antivirus scanners, and arriving faster than ever. How fast? Let me tell you. 8 years ago, the average time between a vulnerability being published and then being exploited in the wall was 2.3 years. Yes, years. That was in 2018. Last year, it was 23 days. So far in 2026, 10 hours. That's not a typo. 10 hours from public disclosure to active attack, down from 2+ years to in less than a decade.
And then you set Claude loose on it.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to get another AI in there to fight the AIs. There's a chart at zeroday clock.com that makes this painfully visual. Zeroday clock.com. Now, new defense is EDR, Endpoint Detection and Response, which watches for bad behavior instead of bad files, stops attacks mid-strike, and attempts to restore the damage. More capable than antivirus and more necessary than ever. But also much more expensive. Full explainer is at bbtl.ink/EDR. It's from Woody's Newsletter Plus, but it's a free article. So bbtl.ink/EDR will get you there. No paywall. Worth your time tonight.
Well, there is a little bit of news on the security front. There is a deadline coming up this month in June where Secure Boot, which is a Microsoft low-level security function to keep rootkits from embedding themselves during the startup procedure of your computer. The security certificates that Microsoft relies on to make sure that everything is legitimate, they all expire. It seems like Microsoft may have been caught up short. I don't know. But it should not affect your day-to-day operations because Microsoft's going to roll out the fix slowly. But during that time, just be extra careful what you click on because there may be a little window of opportunity for a rootkit to slip in there. Well, we got a second phone call here. We've got Char. And Char needs, she needs to hire a librarian because, what is it? Her library card?
Go ahead, call her.
Hi, Christy. This is Char.
Hey, Char.
I wanted to tell you about my visit to the library Wednesday, where it's a computer tech open free class between 3 and 4 p.m.
Wow, this is in Carson City, Nevada.
Yeah, this is Carson City. Okay. At the Carson City Library, yeah.
And
I got to tell you.
And how much does it cost? Like $500 or?
No. It's free. Free to the public.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. What happened?
They encourage you to bring your equipment. So if you've got a computer with questions or a phone with questions or something, they encourage you to bring it with yourself so that you can see it in action.
All right.
And let me tell you what, they know what they're doing. they can take probably 10 to 12 people during that period of time, but they treat you individually. And okay. they answered my questions in like 15 minutes. I was wham bam impressed.
Well, that sounds great. I know where I work. We're not supposed to help people and for free. We're supposed to actually be selling things and stuff. But that's great. So that's library. And what time is that again? Tell the people again.
3 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. Okay, Wednesday. And they've got about three different people.
Great. That sounds great. Do you know any of their names or where in the library? Or do you know
what? Just go to the library desk and tell them you want the computer tech people.
And are they upstairs there? Or?
No, they're just on the main floor.
Oh, really?
They've got three tables, actually, all set up for it. And
cool.
They come in, you sign up a sheet, and they actually take you in the order in which you signed. Like, okay. Number one, get the first crack at it.
Oh, cool.
And they have it so that everybody can listen in if it's okay, so that everybody is learning what you're learning.
Wow. It sounds, maybe I'll go there and learn something.
That'd
be great.
I
bet I would. Okay. So
they've got
Carson City Library.
Carson City Library.
900 North Roof Street, free Wednesday.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Wednesdays 3 to 4, go on down there, sign up, and get some free computer. Ashar, thank you. You helped a lot of people today.
You bet. I hope it does, because I know I had trouble making a decision. How am I going to learn? How am I going to – wow, they really helped.
Great. I'm sure they'll be glad to hear that. And if you got friends and neighbors, if you go on in, make sure you tell them that Ashar and Battleborn Tech set you.
You betcha.
All right. Thanks.
Well, it sure is great when listeners call in and talk about good things that happen in the tech world. It's a very refreshing call. Thank you, Char, for telling us about the good work down at Carson City Library. I don't want to be remiss, but Carson City Senior Center also has a tech help program, free. Now, special, Ray on Tuesday has walk-in appointments. Just walk on in and get some help. That's down at the Carson City Senior Center on Tuesday late morning. Now, Thursday and Friday late mornings, you can take some other people there, but they need an appointment. So for more information and for appointments, call the Senior Center at 775-883-0703, or you can just make an appointment at reception there right in the building, 775-883-0703. And if you're down in Douglas County, it can be a challenge to keep up with technology. Well, Douglas County Community and Senior Center is there for you. They offer senior tech classes. It's more of a class than come in and fix my problem tutoring tech help kind of thing, but the classes are followed by, hey, bring your problems and some one-on-one. But come on down. It's a great class. It's on the first and third Friday of every month at 1 p.m. in the Carson Valley Health Room. So that's first and third Fridays at 1 p.m. Gabe and Stacy are down there with some classes, and they help expand some awareness to free service. So come on, go on down. Give them a shout-out from Battleborn Tech. For a short talk, I'm on a topic of interest, followed by time for questions, then one-on-one assistance with your tech devices.
And they can cover everything from how to log into your email all the way up to how to get integration between PHP and a Java object-oriented system.
Well, Bring your server in if you want that. An important thing about all these tech help things, if it's with your phone, bring your phone. If it's with your laptop, bring your laptop. I mean, try not to have them break out the puppets and charts and diagrams, but actually bring the device.
If it's with your old ENIAC computer, make sure to bring that in on the semi.
There you go.
We've got another phone call here. This is Lee. You may remember Lee from prior phone calls. He is diving deep into the world of Linux, but you know, every so often you got to come back up to the kiddie pool and you got to dive into the shallow end and you got to which means you got to dive back into Windows. So let's see what we do for Lee.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Christy. This is Linux Lee, although I hate to say I need a Microsoft question.
You just can't quit them, can you? Just can't. It's like a bad boyfriend or girlfriend, huh? Okay, go ahead. What's up with this Windows conundrum?
Well, if it's free, it's for me. So I got this laptop that's for free, and it has Windows 11 on it, but it's Windows 11 Home.
Okay.
And so now I'm thinking, well, maybe Home is for losers, you know, and maybe I should have Pro. So
well,
I just wanted to know if you think I should upgrade it.
Well, the upgrade is, you know, it's we don't say prices, but it's going to be around $100 at the setting store. So if you need it, you need it. What do you get with Pro? I mean, Home is perfectly fine, complete operating system. Nothing wrong with that. The main thing you would miss is, remote desktop, maybe. Remote desktops allows you to have your computer accessed from everywhere. Now, Home can make the call, but only Pro can receive the call. So only if you want to control a computer remotely, that computer you record, controlling's got to be Pro. Does that make sense? So if you're out on the road, you want something at home, and you want to work on your home computer remotely, that home computer's got to be Pro. So that's a big thing. The other one is BitLocker. They got a kind of a baby version called Device Encryption, a lighter version, if you will. But BitLocker on Pro gives you more control and actually lets you know you're doing full disk encryption. So some people like that. If you're getting into sandbox, virtual machines, Hyper-V kind of stuff, that's a Pro feature. Microsoft lets you defer updates for a while. There's less control on Home updates. They're more or less automatic. You take what you want. So if you need any of those, that is something. And then also, you also get a couple of things. Group Policy Editor, which allows you to focus in on how Windows work. You get to join a domain if you have that, but that's usually workplaces, not Home, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. Also, you can go up to 2 terabytes of RAM on, I can't imagine what that would cost now, but on a Pro, you can go up to 2 terabytes. While Home only has 128 gigs. So those are quickly the thing. The big one is maybe the remote desktop. If you access your computer from the road, your home computer, there's a lot of options out there. You don't have to use remote desktop use remote desktop from Windows. I mean, you can use Chrome remote desktop, any desk on Home, those things are free and can be used. So any of that sounds attractive or worth about $100 to you? Or?
No, none of that. I don't need all disk encryption. I've given up my career in the CIA. And,
okay.
Sorry for the background noise.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Okay, so... all right. Well, and do you do remote desktop? Do you take it sounds like you have the laptop. I mean, ideally, it's probably a home base station, a tower that you would have a remote desktop on, but not always.
Yeah, right, which I don't have because I'm going to, you know, I'm really planning to go to Linux entirely. It's free, it's for me.
Okay. Well, it'd be a perfectly fine computer as long as, if it's standalone and you're not connecting anything and you don't need encryption, sounds more and more like Home is just fine for you.
That's just exactly what I'm thinking all the way home.
Okay, all the way home. Windows all the way home until you get to Linux. Okay. Okay, Lee.
Thanks, Christy.
All right. Glad to help. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Well, we said a lot of things about home and pro and came up with, might as well do home. One of the things we didn't mention because he wasn't at a workplace is that, of course, joining a domain and more kind of support for groups of computers really requires pro as well. So this is only for your personal computer at home. If you have a small business, you may have to consult your IT professional about what you really need, and you may want and need Pro.
I like Pro. I always found it was easier to do things in Pro rather than home, like networking, policy editor, those kind of things. But
Yeah, that group policy editor, I really miss it when I'm working on a home computer. I'm often in there, and I really like to have that on Pro. And also, that sneakiness of BitLocker and device encryption on home just really hits me wrong. I don't like that. Might as well get it out in the open with Pro and the full BitLocker control panel.
Well, I have to agree with you. I find it the same way. Well, Christy, I think that's going to wrap us for today. How about your words of wisdom going out?
This has been Battleborn Tech. We thanks our callers, Brian, Char, and Lee, who called us at 775-241-3571. We're in studio Saturdays from 9 to 11 Pacific. Call then or anytime at 775-241-3571. Our theme music is by Breakmaster Cylinder. That's Break, like the 10,000 vulnerabilities Claude Mythos just broke open across critical software worldwide. Not Break, like the decision to stop it before it being generally released. Our engineer is Joe Bly, the caster of filters, the hand on the fader, the real reason this show exists. We bring the ideas. Joe brings the show. Our thanks to Anthony, our ex post facto checker, our black box recorder. We go down in flames. He figures out exactly what happened and why. And next week, we fly a little safer. Anthony just texts that black boxes are really bright orange. Notice Claude AI contributed to this episode. Get even by pasting a paragraph of nothing but emoticons and then ask it to summarize. Support local produced ad-free shows by donating at knvc.org, by clicking the big red donate button at the top right corner, and give Battleborn Tech a shout out in the comments. Our email is questions@battleborn.tech. That's questions with an S and T-E-C-H at the end. Our latest links are bbtl.ink/stats. Get the links you missed there. bbtl.ink/stats. This has been Battleborn Tech, a registered service mark of Christy Ramsey. Carefully review this episode or speed listen to the ones you missed at the show's website, battleborn.tech, or your favorite podcast player. Just search for Battleborn Tech. That's all for Battleborn Tech, where the Wi-Fi is strong, the fonts are good looking, and all the passwords are above average. For those listening live, we're going from security to serenity. Stay tuned for High Desert Music with Molly Moser. Original songs, local artists, and the stories behind them. It starts right now. Have a neat week and tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific right here on KNVC FM 95.1.